All right, are we ready?
Yeah, I think so.
In 4, 3, 2, 1.
Below us, drifting by, floating waves, coming home.
That was horrendous.
All right, that was bring awful. It home.
It was borderline awesome.
Anytime I hear that song, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's
that song is great.
Peter Schilling doesn't get enough
what?
Representation on this show.
That's not a Bowie song. Burn on
unwarranted Erica burn.
Yeah, totally warranted. All right, here we go. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 65th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I forgot to edit the script, so it still said 64. All right, I am the only one, also as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos 72, Stinky Beat 15, Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Howdy.
Partner?
Nope, just howdy.
Ah. All right, special interview this week, guys. Our good friends over at Demiurge will be joining us later.
Woo!
You'll hear them shortly. We are covering the week of 11/16 through the 23rd. Use your imagination, kids. We know it's a day late. All right, here we go for your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday was a Red Gamora. Thursday, Red Widow. Friday, Purple Loki. Saturday, Black Dream Warriors. Sunday, Purple Squirrels. Look, Daddy. Squows. Monday, Blue Doom. Tuesday, Blue Mystique. And Wednesday is a Red Green Hulk. For your 5-day four-star crash... of the Titans. Hey, we got double dipped this week.
Yeah, we did.
The 13th, there was the double crash, so they reread Professor X, and they didn't take thing away. They let you do both.
Right.
That was awesome.
That was unprecedented and glorious. I mean, sort of. I got to win the Professor X side of things.
Ah, I got to win both, so good week for me.
Right.
Ray, how'd you do?
Yeah, I got both of them. Absolutely. Professor X was way easy this time.
Oh, yeah, buddy. And man, I'm starting to like him more than I play him.
Yeah.
That red punch is nice.
Oh, you're talking about the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not as easy. I think it took me 3 tries, but I finally got a board that wasn't complete crap, and it worked just fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, if you can get that red punch down going, well, that is sweet. Yeah. Coming up on the 18th, which will probably be before you hear this, Bubbles makes her reappearance to the crash. And it'll be the brand new souped up special Bubbles that we'll talk more about later. And then on the 23rd will be Carnage.
Oh.
I think I'm going to have a good run at both of those. I got my Carnage up fairly high and my Bubbles is up fairly high. So I think I should be able to win these. What do you got?
Yeah, my champion Invisible Woman I think is going to be just fine. Carnage probably not so much. I don't know where I have him right now.
I got mine at level 250. So.
Yeah. I think you should be fine.
He's a 5-5-2.
5-5-2?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think a 4-1-0 is going to have a chance?
Wait, is 4 symbiote size?
Yes.
Symbiote size is where the magic is.
You got
is.
It. Yeah. You're living the dream. If you
we'll
give
see.
Him... Is he up as high as he can be leveled?
He's at 131.
Yeah. You should be okay.
I mean, you just need a good board with red, so you get enough red to fire off the symbiotes.
Right. I'm hopeful.
As you should be.
What else we got? Story events running. Meet Rocket and Groot is trolling along right now. 8K and 14,500 get you purple blades up in your brain. 23,500 get you a green thing. You don't want that. And 45,000 get you the CP. Top 10 folks get Kate Bishop. And 11 all the way down to 300 are some beast covers. And then coming up next will be Thick as Thieves. 10K, 19K are green bees. 32,000 for purple Kate Bishop. 63 big thousand for the CP, and top 100 is the brand new, to be talked about later, Agent Venom. Hey, one thing that I wanted to bring up, and I totally forgot. It's nice that on the events now, it shows you all the rewards you'll get, like how many elite tokens you'll get, how many, those little icons now appear in the rewards now. That's nice.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. PvP Land, the last of the dreaded in-between seasons is running, Divine Champions. 800 gets you Black Mohawk, 900 Yellow She-Thor, 1200 for the CP. Top 5 is Brock Venom, and 6-50 is Punisher. Starting up next will be the Time season. Time. 1200 for season gets you black Psylocke, 2400 is blue, 3000 is red, 4K for your 10 pack, and all the way up to 10,000 gets you some CP. In your simulator for the year, 900 for the green Loki, 1200 is blue Strange, 1400 purple Strange, 1700 yellow Strange, and 2000 for the brand new Blade. And then the first actual event of the season is Army of One, 800 green Punisher, 900 black Brock. 1200 for the CP, top 5 is War Machine, and 6-50 are Mystique covers.
Phew, a lot of events.
Oh, yeah. Smoke, so many events.
That's a dope simulator, though.
Yeah, I want those Strange covers, that's for sure.
As do I.
Oh, man. Yeah, so let's just do this. Let's cut it on over to the folks in Boston. Send it out to Demiurge. All right, everybody, coming to us live, or is it Memorex? We got the folks over at Demiurge. We got Dave. We got Anthony. We got Patch. How you doing, folks?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent so far. Thank you.
I had to readjust the evil cold temperatures that are the East Coast after being in California, but, you know, life moves on.
Oof. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. All right. Gee, thanks.
I feel for you, man. I'm like dreaming of California now. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
No, I would sing that song if we weren't in the middle of an interview. I will try and save it for later. hey, let's hit the highlights. What do you want to hit first, Boss Rush or Strange? What do you got?
You're asking us or what?
Yes.
Yeah, which one would you rather do first?
Let's talk about Strange.
Strange. All right. Well, I think you know our big question. We love the event. Why no ending?
Yeah, so funny story. There is an ending. we wrote it and made this pretty cool finale dialogue, and you may not have noticed because it's very difficult to see this from inside the event, but the entire event has branching dialogue. So sometimes when you play a mission, it'll check to see if you've finished a different mission, and then it'll play the alternate dialogue. For example, the hood will respond to the fact that you've already collected the wand from a different subchapter. That's true for every mini boss, like the final pin in each of the subchapters, and also for Caecilius, the actual boss in the parent chapter. But there was a bug with it, and it couldn't check backward on like earlier days, only on the day that you're playing, like right now. And so nobody could see that finale dialogue, and it's kind of a bummer. But it'll be there. It'll be there for run two.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that technology. I think it's a pretty fun way for us to do some like make you feel like you're part of the story. A little bit of more responsiveness to the way you play through the event.
Well, that is awesome that you guys actually put it in. But I can't even imagine the feeling of noticing that was the big complaint is that you didn't get to see the ending, and you're like, oh, we made that.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I enjoyed the new wave, how you had to fight Caecilius, you know, and those new goons are, you know, a good time to fight against
the mindless ones. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
fun to put together.
Hey, that's a question that came up after I actually sent you the question. Somebody asked us any idea if the Mindless Ones are going to be showing up in other events like in the Daily Deadpool?
Yeah, I actually would like to start considering putting them in there. They have a little bit of trouble with our current survival mission, the way that they work, because they're like start of battle effect, and that doesn't quite work so well in our tech for the survival missions. But sure. I would like them to start showing up in other stuff, and they're certainly in our toolbox now if we, you know, when we have time to make new story events.
Cool.
Yay, more story events.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'd certainly like us to do more, but we'll see what we have the bandwidth for.
Sure. Yeah, any can you leak to us when Strange Part 2 is going to run?
I don't think we've decided yet. It's come up in conversations. It's certainly on people's minds about when we're going to run it. Obviously, like, you know, because of the dialogue thing and a couple other, like the Caecilius battle, I think ended up being more difficult than we liked. So there's some updates to make. But yeah, I think in the not too distant future.
Sweet. Yeah. I just finally saw the movie on Tuesday, and it's a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. We had like a little company outing to see it since so many people had put in so much time on that event. It was cool. It was a really good payoff. I was really happy with what they did with that movie.
Yeah, I need to go see it again so I can see it in 3D because I saw it.
Oh, yeah. You got to see it in 3D.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But,
I think you may be out of luck. I think the 3D is leaving the theaters here locally.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. But the problem is they're only running it at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. So I haven't really wanted to go watch it at 10 o'clock. But I may have
she
to.
Might just have to make an exception.
Yeah.
Have to make more time somehow.
Yeah. So I did like the in the Cassilius fight, the fact that it was a complete new dynamic. It was, like you said, yeah. It was a bit hard, but man, it really made you come up with some different strategies. So I actually kind of enjoyed that.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. That's something that we've been trying to do a bit more of with some of our kind of marquee characters, like make them play really differently. You know, a few of the bosses in Boss Rush also, we're trying to fit that, like, present you with a challenge that you can solve through team composition.
Yep.
So I'm happy to hear that worked out for the Doctor Strange boss for you.
That's awesome. It was Elektra and Patch for the win.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was like, here's some tiles.
That's awesome.
Especially if you could get, you got Elektra's black going, so she's not really taking any damage and match away, and there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
All right, Boss Rush, what can you say?
So we kind of, our intent was for Boss Rush to be like the crowning gem of the third anniversary. And we knew coming from the Galactus first run that difficulty was going to be an issue. But I think we missed the mark a bit. One of the problems with the way we set up Boss Rush was we didn't give ourselves enough time to iterate on the bosses. So we had some like cool individual designs, but then there was a lot of weirdness with like how they interacted in waves with each other. And so I think it ended up being, we wanted Boss Rush to be more difficult than a regular boss event because it's like, you know, fight all the bosses in World Puzzle Quest. It's like designed to be something for our invested, 2-3 year players.
Right.
But I think it ended up being too difficult. And we spent the last few weeks kind of going over where we think we can make improvements. And so I think, within the next few weeks, we'll be updating it and then we'll be looking for a time to rerun it with those changes. Mostly difficulty changes. I don't know how much more I can talk about there, but yeah. So I don't know if that answers the question of like.
Yeah,
I think so. I thought it was solid. Other than it was too. At times it was cripplingly hard.
Right, and again, right.
Because of the wave format, if you did make it through someone who was particularly difficult, by the time you made it to the next person, we'll say it was Phoenix and she had her red fully charged, and you're dead before your turn starts.
Right. Yeah, and that's not intended. And it's a pretty big mistake when you see it that way, but it's like hard for us from our side. It's like a little bit more difficult to see that happen because the numbers we're tweaking are like not that big a difference from like the pre-scaled stuff. And then you go out into the real world and everyone has different rosters, and that's the part that's hard for us to model that well.
Sure.
So that's kind of how that came about.
Yeah, I enjoyed playing it. I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah, cool. I think it was a good idea, but it made for a good story in that you battle and battle Old Man Logan, and then Phoenix comes out and your team just dies in flames.
Right. It's true to the story.
Yeah. just like what would happen is, you finally get past Logan to get to Gene, and then Gene just wrecks you.
Yeah. I almost wish we had like built that into the mechanics and like give you like a resurrect or something on your side for some short reason, but hindsight, it's like,
yeah, I like being challenged. So I enjoyed it, but only when you get to a certain level, you're going to die. There's only so much enjoyment you can get. So yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. There's like a narrow window between like, oh, this is like good challenge. I feel like it's risky. I may not be able to win, and then just like getting obliterated. It's kind of there's not that much room between the two. So
sounds like a fine line, but no, it was a. I thought overall it was a great job. I like the fact that I was responsible for myself in the boss rush as well. I like working with my alliance as much as possible, but it was nice for once not seeing that I was. 11th out of 20. I was like, I know I'm the 11th best or worst player in my alliance. Right. I try a little bit hard. I'm sorry.
Yep. Cool.
So while we're here, I want to pitch character rush. So I say, you pick your three team members that you like. Invariably for me, it's always the same three. And then you start fighting out 3 1-stars. And as a 1-star dies, the next 1-star in alphabetical order or whatever fills in. Until you run out of those, and then 2-stars start showing up, and then 3-stars and 4-stars what have you, how far can you get? What do you think?
I think you played too much Rock Band with the final, you know, the big finale where you play every song back to back to back. I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I like it. Like, I see the novelty of what you're pitching, but it seems genuinely... I'm going to say it seems genuinely impossible, but that's because I don't have a 5-star roster. If I did, I'd be a little bit more optimistic.
Even with 5 stars, I wonder how long you can survive.
Yeah, that. Right.
Sustained. But it's interesting. So, funny enough, we have had conversations about battles that have a similar structure to that, like quote unquote endless waves kind of thing.
Right.
And the main reason we haven't pursued it to date is that we feel like we don't want to put people in this like frustrating situation where they feel like they have to slog through it. And so I think the major, what I would say is like, I don't think your design is crazy. I think the main thing I would pull something like that is try to consider how to make it not an enormously long session compared to what normal sessions look like. Like maybe there's a way we can piecemeal it, or like, it's like a version of the prologue. You like go through missions, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously that misses the wave aspect of it, but I don't know. I think there's ways to make something like that work. And we have talked about things to do like that. But I think putting people in a situation where they have to fight through 100 plus characters is we're not quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, that is that would be an epic long fight right there.
It would be, you know, hunker down for the afternoon and just start staring in.
Afternoon. Try the next few days, man. It'd be tough.
Nah, those first matches will go fast.
They'll be fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Relatively fast. That's true.
All right. Well, you know, we'll see what you get.
So I think we already touched on the next question. So we'll just bounce it off of you. The next question that we got was, do you have any plans for new stories or making alterations to existing one? And they referenced where you put in Peggy and changed the ISO 8 story. See if, you know, like reskinning that sort of thing.
I can't really talk about our existing plans on that front. I will say that we're always looking for ways to like give players a new and exciting experience without needing to like build something from scratch. So that's certainly on people's minds. But in terms of like what's the rate at which we're going to make new or variation events, I can't really answer that one, unfortunately.
Sure, sure. So the next one that I'm just going to bounce this off you too, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same. We got several people ask, when is the Medusa coming out?
Oh yes,
because they were told that they voted on it.
That's true.
We have been told that she's coming out real soon.
That's what I hear, anyway.
Well, that's more than an answer that I expected. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's only what 45 days left in the year, so you know, exactly. It's got to be real soon.
Real soon.
Here's a question that I did not propose, and it just popped in my head now, and I'm going to ask it.
Oh, it's doom.
No, it's not total doom. I was just curious, is there, when you're coming up with new character concepts, do you have any sort of order or formula where you have to be like, all right, the last person was new, so the next two people are new but variants of an existing character, and then the next one is going to be a 5-star, and then you get another new 4-star, or anything like that? Or is it just... Do you just have a big pot and you just pick out names?
It's not too far from the big pot and picking out names. But no, there's a lot of factors. I would say the one the most are, is there some like real world thing that we're trying to align with? For example, the Doctor Strange movie.
Sure.
Is there a character that's really highly requested that we want to do that we think will fit into what we already have in the game? That you know we're allowed to do, and then the last thing would be like, are there things that either mechanically or thematically we haven't done that we want to fit in with something that we've done recently? That would be something that's like, oh, the competitive metagame needs this kind of answer, or oh, we've done many of the characters in this group, so can we do a few more to fill out that group? That kind of thing.
Sure.
But yeah, I would say mostly it's trying to align with stuff in the real world and then trying to fill out space with things that either people internally or feedback we've gotten from players that we're able to do. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Cool.
100%. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got several people saying, hey, can we really have more 3 stars? One person said that having a 3-star, the new 3-star Strange thrilled them more than anything. And can we have some characters like a lower, even 2-star? Like, and here's the idea, like a 2-star Yellow Jacket that might support a 3-star Wonder Man that then would support the 4-star Wasp. Like characters, like back end characters that might be supporting characters for the current higher ups. Any of that like that, or are you set on the tiers where they are?
I would not. So I would say our current release cadence of 4s and 5 stars is like a breakable rule. You know, we follow it, but that doesn't mean that it's set in stone. I think just as many of the folks that you're in touch with enjoyed the 3-star Doctor Strange, we also think it was great.
Yeah.
We're definitely looking into how could we do more 3 stars. The question of like 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, and like kind of a grouping like that support each other. That's harder. I think it's that requires a lot of commitment to like, you know, devoting a ton of people to making that content and then trying to find space to release all of it.
Right.
I mean, that's off the table. I think it's hard, right? Because, you know, we look at the player composition in our game and like what kind of stuff people are interested in chasing after, and 2 stars are not it, unfortunately. I mean, I would love to have more low rarity characters in the game, especially to like encourage newer players with some of our like more state of the art design or things that are like relevant to current events. But it's hard to justify spending a lot of our time on that. But that's why we look for opportunities like the Doctor Strange 3-star and 5-star, where like, oh, okay, you know, a variation of this character makes sense here. Maybe we can do you know, some tweaks, or you know, this pair of characters is something we could design easily together, that kind of thing.
Okay, sure.
But in terms of like when we'd be able to do that next, I'm not sure.
Right, sure. My only argument would be that the 2 stars, you've made the 2 stars relevant again with the ability to champion them up and then sell them off and keep that cycle going. So
right, the battery cycle, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think 2 stars would be off the table permanently, but I can't really talk about when we might be able to do that.
Right, sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, the transition for your higher end players up into the 4 to 5 star transition phase is, you know, I think there's questions from people about, you know, obviously it takes a long time to get that many 5 stars and to get them leveled up. You know, we got the Deadpool dailies and then the Crash of the Titans for your 3-star boost and your 4-star boost. So is there anything coming down the pipe for 5 stars?
Yeah. So when you say coming down the pipe, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, some people propose, you know, will there be a Crash of the Titans for 5 stars or something where
I think,
you know, maybe...
I think the majority of the questions center around the I'm trying to like compile a question from several. So, but basically, like if you're going to a 5-star transition, you're still kind of relying on just, you know, RNG in order to get those 5 stars. Is there anything in mind for the to?
I see. So like
a more targeted,
right? Like a reliable way to get to kind of get specific or any 5-star, that kind of idea.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's a good question. I would say that so broadly speaking, we're definitely looking at ways to extend Deadpool's Daily, create more content that's like focused at people who are in the 4 to 5 star transition, so that you know, like Crash of the Titans is one such thing, although it doesn't really help you get 5 stars that easily. But we're looking at ways to improve that kind of content. In terms of like a direct way to get 5 stars, there's been a few things we've talked about, but nothing concrete that I can really talk about quite yet. But we're definitely in the process of trying to figure out exactly how much we can let a player earn directly. I think you've seen like the limited time vaults that we have are like ways for players to like spend to get one specific cover, and we're looking at what else can we do that's not just like spend to get this one cover, but kind of more broadly, like how can we let people earn to get specific covers or focus their energies on particular covers or particular rarities, which is not something that you can, like the tools for that don't really exist quite yet. So we're looking into that kind of stuff. But in terms of like concrete, I would say it's a little bit harder for me to say like, here's the way we would do it.
Right. But you would say that it's definitely on the radar.
Yeah. I mean, Patch came to me a little while ago to talk about like, could we do a 4-star focused Deadpool's Daily? Do you want to talk about that, Patch?
I'm not sure what I can say about it.
Yeah. I mean, just
like that. I had the idea of where Deadpool's Daily is kind of designed for players who want to fill out their 3-star roster by having, you know, a node that requires a 3-star, and then you get a specific 3-star cover. If we could expand that to something similar for a 4-star, where you can get guaranteed 4-star covers in that Deadpool Daily.
Right. Then that would like allow you to at least kind of move the wheels of your engine up to the 4-star level. And then, you know, at that point we could try to figure out how to attach 5-stars to the top of that, if that makes sense.
I mean, here's kind of an idea. It's kind of more for your whaleys type players, but what if you had some option where, say, I trade in 5 legendary tokens or something to pick, you know, something I want.
No way. It has to be much higher.
That's... All right, 10. I don't know. Throwing something out there.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that the unfortunate truth is that to let people just have a conversion like that is like it's hard for us as the developer and you as the players to kind of meet in the middle there because the like randomness allows for us to kind of agree that seems fine. I'm going to let it be just like a direct purchase. That's much harder, as you can tell by like the command point costs of getting particular covers, which, you know, are quite high.
Yeah.
But we have talked about this like broad goal of if a player knows which characters they care about, is there a way for us to let them direct their energies more toward those characters? Right now, it's like you got to kind of wait for an event to come around that has the 4-star that you want as like prize, or you have to get lucky. And ideally, we would have a way that you can make progress. And that would apply up the entire rarity chain, including 5-stars, if we can come up with a good way to do it. So
right, but without breaking the, you know, level of currency, any of the currencies that are already in the game. Yeah.
Right. And so that's like the tricky situation there of like this is an area where unfortunately the developers and players are like not perfectly in alignment, and so it's like trying to find the common ground is the trick with designs like that.
They're not
hard to do. It's just they're hard to justify from both sides.
Right.
Well, what about something crazy like the more I play a character, it slowly increments my percentage that he'll appear in a latest Legends token or a legendary token.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about that. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's an interesting way to do it. The main problems there are it's like an entirely new experience system, basically, right? Like,
right.
It, like totally orthogonal to ISO. And so I think there's some pretty significant trying to communicate what's going on to the player. But yeah, I mean, a system like that is along the lines of this like broad goal of how can we let people make progress a little bit more directly. And so, yeah, I mean, that's something that we've talked about. I think something pretty close to that idea, actually.
I don't know, though, man. Craig, you already play Luke Cage and Iron Fist to no one else.
Yeah. but I mean, like in the 5-star, you know, if I start playing whatever 5-star and every whatever 10 matches, 100 matches, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it increments him from a whatever 0.6% chance to a 1% chance or,
right.
You know, and slowly that goes up.
Yeah, the trick is that when you have a low cover character that you want to get more characters for, you don't really want to play with them, right? Because it's not powerful enough. And so that's like the catch-22 there, I think. But right. But there are ways to get around that, and we've definitely talked about them. Sorry to leave with like a...
No, I don't know.
That was good. I was just taking a moment to think, because I have a low-level player question that I think probably Ray and Craig can answer it just as easily as any of you. But when I don't have a champion 4-star, so I don't know what the prizes are for championing your 4-stars. Do 4-star characters ever spit out 5-star covers like the 3-stars do?
No, they spit out legendary tokens.
Okay.
Along with a bunch of other stuff.
Okay. All the 4-stars have the same rewards.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe that was another, you know, avenue to get a 5-star cover that I was not aware of yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a space that we could look at. I'm not sure. I'd have to do some economic calculations and try to see what that would be for both sides, for developer and player.
Right. So kind of along the same lines about tokens, we had several questions from people asking about draw rates from standard tokens. A couple of people said they've been keeping track and they've been getting fewer 3 stars since the elite tokens came out. I can't say that I experienced or really even agree with that, but I was just wondering if you can comment on the draw rates for standard tokens.
You're in luck. We've got the expert right here, Patch.
Yeah. So I believe all the pack odds kind of like live in one file. And as far as I know, I believe I'm the only one who ever really makes changes to it.
Okay.
So every season I, you know, add the new characters to packs. So I believe the daily patch went out. So if you opened up your game, you can see both Blade Modern and Dr. Stephen Strange are now in all the packs or the packs that they should be in. But to my knowledge, the standard token pack has not changed since I've been here. However, I was really excited to finally make changes to it because I have added Dr. Strange as a possibility in the standard tokens. So the standard tokens actually drop 3 stars at a rate of a little over 2% and 2 stars at about 14%. But to my knowledge, those have not changed in, you know, at least a year and a half or so.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. When we added the elite token, I think we just took the heroic token as a model and added the 4-star percentage to the 2-star and didn't change anything else. Right. So I don't think there should be anything funky going on with the standard token there. So,
well, like, I guess there's an ongoing question. Can you get a 4-star from a standard token?
Yes. I was just about to say.
I still remember this happening.
But to my knowledge. So currently, there is a 0% chance of getting 4 stars in the standard token, and to my knowledge, that has always been the case.
Man, apparently I'm just insane.
Yeah! In your face!
But also the file's history, so...
Yeah, I went back to the file history, and there were never 4 stars in the
standard
token. We're
prepared. We did our research, guys.
Nice.
So, I did hear somebody was telling me that they got a 2-star out of a standard token, and they had a champion, and from the champion... They got a 4-star cover out of a heroic token that they then also got in their champion a 5-star from the legendary token that they got out. So,
wow.
So it is possible to work your way up the chain using the champion system. But
wow. Yeah, that was like a reverse Lemony Snicket series of really fortunate events.
So that is awesome. So I did just pull it up, and yeah, earlier today, Doctor Strange was not in there. By earlier, I mean like probably early this morning. But yeah, he is definitely a possibility now, which will allow me to spend these 53 tokens that I've been hoarding wait for Doctor Strange.
Finally, a new 3-star.
I was going to say, I didn't even consider that. I got an itchy opening finger and 400 tokens calling my name when I get home.
Oh boy.
You've been finally waiting for this moment.
Yeah. Everybody's dream's going to come true. I'm opening all those standard tokens. All right.
Everybody begs Ian to open these tokens. He never does it. Maybe this will be the key.
It is. 100%.
So I want to text later tonight that says, all right, champion, Stephen Strange.
It's not going to be that good, but I'll get one.
Out of 400 tries, you got to get more than one.
Yeah, by the odds, you'll get 8, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, no, wait. 8 3-stars.
Yeah,
You might get one.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Absolutely.
So we didn't talk about this earlier, but on adding new 3-stars and 2-stars to the game, there's already a lot of 3-stars, more than there are 4-stars even. And so each one we add reduces the chance that you can get any particular one that you're looking for, which is why it's like such a strain to... make that happen. And so that's again a reason why we're looking at ways to let people focus their efforts on particular characters a little bit more.
Sure, right.
Yeah, just one Strange, Ian. I'm counting you to get all 5.
No, well, it won't happen, but...
nothing? No?
All right. No, I'm sorry.
That was your golden ticket joke.
Oh, golden ticket joke. I gotcha. Sorry, I wasn't all chocolate factoried up.
Come on, Charlie!
Sorry, I was trying to prepare for the next round of questions.
Cheer
for
up,
these
Charlie.
Gentlemen who have taken time out of their busy schedule to answer our questions.
I won't sing that song right now either. So
thanks.
It's all in good fun.
All right. So the next question I've got also has to do with some the draw rates as well. So the question, and again, this was multiple people. The shield intercepts, the rewards that you get, is it completely random? Is is 10 hero points more likely than 100 hero points? Do we have can we get any idea of what the rate is on those?
Yeah, so I can't answer like explicitly, but I'll definitely say it's not uniform. The like more awesome prizes are less likely than the less awesome prizes.
Sure.
But they're all pretty awesome. No, I mean, since they're bonus, it's like pretty good. You know, we didn't take anything away with this. We just added stuff to the mission rewards. But that's something that like we only deployed it recently. And so we're watching to see like how much stuff people are getting out of it and whether we think that's an appropriate rate and we can tweak stuff, you know, in all directions on that. So that's not set in stone, but it is true that, for example, 10 hero points is less likely than 100 hero points.
Right, sure. Yeah, but whatever I get.
They're all possible. Everything that was listed in that update is possible to get. There's never a time when you get a 0% chance of something.
Right.
Oh, there's a list out there of everything that's available?
Yeah, I think there's one on HelpShift and maybe on the D3 forums as well.
Okay. I'll have to search that out. I was curious.
Well, there is a chance where you get nothing. Can you comment on the error messages?
Yeah, I mean that's not really by design. I would say you know we like integrated some ad networks that are, you know, they're the kind of thing, and some mismatchiness because of the tech. But again, it's because we just deployed it, so we're still looking into those kinds of things. And ideally, nobody gets the error because that's not really the experience that we want.
Right. So is it similar to if you're doing a web page and you put in a, you know, some script to do an ad call, but it's the other company's responsibility to fulfill that ad request? Is it that sort of thing, like the protocol between that's causing the problems?
Structurally, I think it is similar to that, although I don't know the details of where that process is breaking down.
Sure, sure. That's what I likened it to, and I just was curious how correct I was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good analogy. I mean, I
do enjoy the extra stuff, and as someone who plays more PvE than PvP, hey, it gives me even more incentive to play more PvE, because I can get those extra rewards.
Maybe we should add it to PvP as well. You don't have to watch the ads, so.
Yeah.
Sure I do. I need those rewards.
sorry. I didn't mean to say it didn't compel you.
Should I wait 30 seconds to watch
this? Yeah. The power of ads compels me.
I hope your opponents are watching ads.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
You'll send ads to your opponents. To keep them. Let's shelve that idea for now.
What else you got, Ray, so we don't keep everyone here all night?
Oh my God! Okay, go ahead.
Now. Oh, I was just gonna ask them when the character surveys come back. Is there anything that's been like a real big surprise? Like you look at the character surveys and be like, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe this many people want Mole Man."
I can't think of anything that's like super surprising.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I mean, like, so one of the big reasons why we chose to go with Howard the Duck way back when we did him
was because he's awesome.
There was a lot of people who legitimately wanted Howard the Duck, which we did not expect. But, like, you know, we're like, okay, people want Howard the Duck, so let's do it.
Yeah, I think I wasn't really as involved at this time, but I think Moon Knight was one that was a little bit surprising for some people on the team. But yeah, I mean, we were happy to do Moon Knight, so that worked out well.
It was not surprising to Ian or I.
See, so we'll come to you guys. That's really the key here, I think. We'll go back to that. How do we choose characters? Like, well, we go talk to Puzzle Warriors. That's what we do.
Oh, no, because my request is never getting fulfilled.
There are so many Puzzle Quest dreams already. You don't need one more. And genuinely, no one likes Dazzler.
That is not true. Oof. Everyone loves Allison. Come on.
I did have one more of the questions that
I do
really
want Namor, though, if we're being serious.
Sure. That really spoke to me was... I know that like Ghost Rider and Five Star Iron Man both benefit from character affiliations. As that becomes more prevalent, can we see more characters that benefit or rely on character affiliations?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. I think generally speaking, and Pat, you can speak to this too. I think we've really only considered caring about affiliation if it matches the character and what the character wants to do.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what characters we put in the game and how they would interact with the other characters that already exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've definitely talked about, like, what about somebody who's in the Avengers and they could care about Avengers? And that's, it definitely comes up in the process of designing characters, but it hasn't been like a priority to do.
No, but it seems to be coming up, you know, more and more. I mean, I think, was Civil War the first time or was Ghost Rider the first time? I don't remember which.
I think Ghost Rider was first. Yeah.
Ghost Rider was the first. We didn't have the visible categories.
Right. You just kind of had to understand who was a villain and who was a hero, which isn't terribly difficult if you enjoy Marvel Comics at all. Yeah. But, you know, and then I saw it, you know, with the new Luke Cage, he seems to enjoy Iron Fist more than the old Luke Cage did.
Yes, that's true.
So, okay.
Yeah, and you've got the Fantastic Four stuff going on.
Right,
I thought about that. Fantastic, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, any thoughts to bringing back the old booths where, you know, you did extra damage versus Hammer or versus X-Men or...
bringing them back? I don't know. Booths are in a funny place where we just kind of don't do anything with them right now. Like, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about them. But now that you've directed my eye onto them, perhaps we will. No, I don't know. We've certainly talked about team-ups and what we can do with that system in the recent past. I can't really talk about plans on that side, but, you know, boosts are in a similar category. I don't think it's out of the question that we would look at doing things like that again. I don't know about those specific boosts, like the, you know, plus damage versus hammer or whatever, but...
Right.
I could see us, you know, designing and releasing new boosts. I don't know. It hasn't been a priority.
Sure. I was just curious. Because there's still people out there who have, you know, hoarded them over the past 3 years or so. So they still have some.
That's true.
They're antiques.
Antiques. Exactly.
Vintage boosts. And I believe they do still work. So they're not like out of the code. They just can't get them anymore.
Right. Yeah, but then if I gave you one, then I would have one less.
Yes, we all know Craig is a hoarder. So
I have one of those, by the way.
Right. I have a question on clearance levels. So let me see if I can explain it correctly. So the clearance levels, basically, I think it's the idea is that you get the rewards that you want, the rewards that you can shoot for. But the question centers around, say, for example, if you have, you know, a 4-star roster, but you don't need the 4-star that's being, you know, that's currently in the clearance rewards, you can drop your clearance level down way low and then just mop up and place really high in the event. And the question is basically, do you think that that is a problem? Does it need to be addressed?
I don't think it's as big a problem as it might seem just talking about it. You know, I looked at the data and it doesn't look like a huge number of people actually do this. And I think the reason for that is, you know, even if you don't need a particular cover, the currency rewards are higher at higher clearance levels and everyone needs those. And, you know, tokens as well. Tokens are also kind of like agnostic to which covers you need. So I don't think it happens that often. But in terms of like when it does happen, how bad is it? I don't think it's that bad. I think it's okay for players to like kind of play under their weight class a bit. Especially because right now, a lot of a person's ability to do well in an event has to do with how much time they're willing to devote to it, and less so with like how insane-o their roster is.
Right.
So I think that helps a bit. You know, if we started addressing that side of it, and we were going to make roster more relevant, or we're going to make time less of a component, then I think we'd take a longer look at it.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that no matter what clearance level you get, you're still going to be facing the same level of opponents, correct?
Yeah. So, Pat, you can talk about this a bit if you like. But we do like scale the enemies to your active roster, basically.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Some of the pins are different. The
per tier? Or
per tier, like the difficulty caps are different or something?
No, all the difficulty should be the same across every tier.
Okay.
So currently, at least.
Yeah, that's something that we've looked at changing. I think we might have talked about this on the call last time I was chatting with you guys.
Yeah, I believe so.
We have the technology to adjust difficulty based on clearance level, but we haven't like gone through and kind of done a pass on that. So right now it's pretty much the same difficulty for you regardless of which tier you play at.
Right. So even if you go for a lower clearance level, you're still going to be, you know, fighting the same difficulty and just getting fewer rewards. So
yeah.
I tend to agree with your original assessment, but, you know, like I said, this was posed by some of our listeners. So
yeah, that's fair. And you know, there are some good reasons to play below, quote unquote, below your weight class. And we didn't want to prevent people from doing that, especially if like they didn't feel comfortable competing against a bunch of people who are really, really highly invested. And so that's why you're allowed to do it. And the cost of that is that sharking behavior, which hopefully is not like ruining everyone's lives down at the lower clearance levels, but I'll double check on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got anything else? I don't want to keep these guys all night.
Sure. No, I'll do this one last one just because it seems to be a curiosity of several people. Any chance of an annual VIP subscription?
Yes, there's some chance of it.
Okay.
I don't know that I can talk about plans, but we're certainly looking at VIP. I mean, we've been analyzing it since we started it and trying to see, like, is this the right price point? Are people enjoying the rewards that they're getting? Can we do better? Is there a way to integrate it more into, like, making a better play experience, that kind of thing? And so, yes, I think that something like an annual VIP is something that we're investigating.
Sure.
It'll be just in time for Christmas.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Progress takes time, guys.
So I know we're running long on time for you guys, but I was wondering if you wanted to throw anything out about the new Agent Venom. I haven't really got a chance to really go over his powers yet, and we certainly haven't talked about him in the show. But well, anything you want to...
He's got the interesting new mechanic where if you've got too much AP, that's bad.
Yeah, I think Agent Venom is kind of like that trade-off character where he has a lot of conditional upsides with a few downsides, but hopefully I think that the benefits you get from, for example, his black ability outweigh kind of the negative effects from when it switches. Yeah, I think Agent Venom was kind of an interesting case from a process standpoint because the design of Agent Venom was kind of handed off midway. So we had another designer start working on Agent Venom, and then about halfway through, that designer moved on to other tasks, and so I had to finish up the design and then work on all the balancing and implementation of the character. And so it's kind of, I don't want to say, it's more like it's an interesting design challenge to kind of take kind of half a design and work within, because you're kind of beholden to, for example, like if the artwork has already been made, or... if some abilities are like halfway already synergizing with each other, so you kind of just right. And you're trying to design the third ability. How does the third ability work with the two that are already there? And you only have you know, so much time to work on the design. I think it was I think Agent Venom actually landed in a pretty good place, whereas two other characters who kind of also had like design trade offs might not have landed originally in as good a space, namely Totally Awesome Hulk and Five Star Cap. Were two other characters who were handed off mid design.
Yeah, I remember. So yeah, Patch took over the design, and I remember we chatted about how to make the like alien weakness and
military might
like that black ability make it really fun when it's not like screwing you over. And right. I think you came up with a pretty good solution there of just giving the player a lot of firepower, and so you're like tempted to keep it going, and it kind of changes the way you play a bit to like try to keep your AP down. So I think that's pretty cool. Worked out well.
I mean, I think it's going to be fun to try once I, you know, a year from now when I have all those covers.
Well, who knows? In a year, maybe they will have a better way for you to make progress. Artistic time, so.
Yeah,
I will go more in depth later in the show, but.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's very interesting when you throw out characters that are, you know, you have to think about a little bit. You have to, like, strategize, determine who they're going to be with. So I always like these new things to learn.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose, you know, if, while we're here. So, you my Bubbles just got reworked this week.
Bubbles, yes.
So she's the latest to have been reworked. I mean, the Cho rebuild was good. I've been using a pile of Star-Lord this week, and boy, I'm liking him lots more nowadays.
Cool.
So, you know, what went into how you wanted to rework Bubbles?
Yeah, so so we didn't do that. Another designer did her. But basically, I think the goal there was she was originally intended to be a support character, but she wasn't great at it. And so a lot of the focus on redesigning her abilities were around, like, how can we make sure that she can play the role of support but still, like, hold her own as having significant impact on the battle? So the, like, make your team invisible was a great way to, like, sell her, like, you know, key power of, like, well, I'm an invisible woman, I make your friends invisible, like that. That's something that I think worked out pretty well. And then just the focus on trying to make it a little bit better for you if you can't, like, focus your fire on creating the force bubbles, just, like, getting a lot of value out of those powers, even if you can't set up all the conditions properly. So that's, like, rather than it being just, like, a huge variance on what the result is, you have something that's, like, pretty good, and then much better if you can set it up properly to combo the green and blue together.
So the way I read it, though, is now her power only can target special tiles?
Yeah, that's so that, you know, you'll get value out of locking the tiles. Right, locked tiles don't really give that much advantage to you when you're just locking them, because it doesn't really do much. Like, there's not a lot of value towards ending the battle that way. But when you lock an opposing special tile, it shuts it off, right? And so that's the direction that this other designer, Casey, took to try to, like, make her more, again, like, in the category of support, where, like, she's capable of taking on particular enemy strategies really well.
Does this does that break over her interaction with Quicksilver?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it does, but...
Well, I didn't know if she could still blow those up since they're not locked special tiles.
Because they're not.
Well, I mean, that always worked before, where his, you know, you would use Quicksilver and, you know, he would make locked, or, you know, the bubble tiles, and then she could blow them up. Or, you know, I'm sorry, the other way around, where you would pick the match team ups with her power and then he would blow them up.
Got it. So, I think that still works. I mean,
but there's never team ups that are special tiles.
Her team ups. Oh, you're saying, like, you need to have special tiles to use her as a team up to I mean, that is certainly a limiting component. That's a consequence of the change. I mean, if the one of the things I think I mentioned in our original discussion of doing character rebalances is sometimes when we make a change that ends up being like a secret nerf accidentally, we'll revisit it pretty quickly afterward once we see what's happening with that. So if it turns out that's like, that was what she was good at, and now nobody, like, everyone's pissed because their Quicksilver Zwoman teams don't work, then we can revisit that and try to make sure that interaction still works properly.
Right. I mean, did you get now I'm dragging this out after I told everybody else to wrap it up.
Nice. I mean,
do you keep logs? Do you keep track of, like, which characters are used the most and which ones aren't used, and
is
that information you have?
Yeah, we have like a dashboard that shows us how much characters being played and also what their win-loss rates are, like when they're part of a team, how much those teams win versus lose versus retreat. So we have that data, and we use it to, like, identify which characters need some help and also which ones are, like, overperforming, so to speak.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Invisible Woman changes because I just recently was able to champion her, so I haven't been able to, like, really, you know, take her out for a test drive.
Sure.
But interesting now that those changes are in place, how it's going
to
work.
Well, she's the next Crash, right? So you get to try it out real soon.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Properly timed.
Nice work, Crash.
Thank you.
Shout out to my podcast.
All right, now I'm really going to stop talking. All right. Do we need anything else? Are we good to go?
I think
let these guys
I'm satisfied. Yes, you can definitely end the shield intercept and let them go home and get some dinner.
You can let our boys handle this one. Cool. Well, it was great talking with you guys.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, hey, as always, guys, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we ever get to Boston, we'll come look you up. We got to meet the D3 crew, so we'll try and get up to see you guys.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, how was BlizzCon?
It was awesome, as always.
Nice.
They gave me back my Necromancer and Diablo, and the world is good again.
Jealous.
Not as much swag this year, but it was still good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got Diablo beer mugs and...
Sounds like somebody got enough swag.
Yeah.
Last year, I got all the swag.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, Ray had to, like, buy a new suitcase to take home with him because they had so much swag.
We got to stand in the store an hour less this year. That was nice.
That is true.
Nice. But,
I don't know. I'm going to try and go again next year. That's the theory.
Oh, hey, that is the very last question we can end on. Are you guys going to be at any conventions that people should know about?
Oh, none that I know of right now, but...
if you give me 30 seconds to look at...
Okay, Anthony's on the job.
told me where they're going to be next.
I think we had a Alliance member who benefited from hitting your booth at one of the conventions and got a whole bunch of rewards, so he was curious if you were going to be anywhere else.
He got a yellow old man Logan that way.
Wow, nice. That's I can see the true purpose behind your question is not to meet us, rather to meet our swag.
All right, so Michael at the D3 Go said that they have been having a lot of fun going to the New York, Chicago, L.A., Phoenix cons. So they're definitely looking to do that again. They definitely are going to be continuing to go to the New York ones, but are open to hearing from the community which ones they want them to go to.
So there you go.
Yeah, what's our crappy local con, Ray? The Sci-Fi Valley con? We'll totally get them to come to that.
Can't hurt to ask, right? I mean,
they can stay at my house. We'll cut down on traveling.
Oh, that's funny and sad.
All right, go back to your night, guys, but thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Of course. Yeah, thank you.
Bye, right. Whoever's left.
Bye. I don't know what to do.
And we're back. Man in the box.
Just get back in the box. Oh, man in the can.
all kind of stuff. Let's talk about patch 114, because, hey, kids, we got a new clue. And it's the I don't know what Cthulhu was thinking on this one, because this has to be the easiest clue of all time.
Obviously, I did not read the clue before our interview with Demiurge.
And neither did I either. So.
Right, and I most certainly didn't, because I don't do prep work. That's for rubes.
I read some of the other parts of 114, and I didn't even look at the clue. And Ray mentioned it. We're like, we're idiots. So the clue is never a bad hair day. So clearly this is in reference to a hair band. So this will be when maybe Kiss was a Marvel comic. So this will be Gene Simmons coming to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
See, and that's the difference between a Craig clue and a D3 clue.
So no, that should be Medusa coming very, very soon. yeah.
I have to completely disagree with your Kiss analogy. Gene often has bad hair days. That's definitely Paul.
all right, sure. 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 written in blood. All right. What's coming up in 114? Lots of stuff. They removed the confirmation window when changing power levels with champion characters. I haven't noticed because I guess I didn't change any. I haven't changed one.
Oh, yeah. That,
All right.
That's good. It slows me down when I... Yeah.
Right.
All right. Loading times have been reduced. That's a good thing. Friendly fortified trap tiles now display the correct description. Critical tiles will no longer make matches immediately when making a match 5 with OB-Dub on the team with the power espionage. I guess that was preventing the espionage from firing off, maybe? I don't know.
I'm rereading it.
It says the criticals won't make matches immediately, so I'm wondering if that was preventing espionage from registering because it was happening too fast.
Perhaps.
I see what you're saying. I'd never experienced that, but yeah. Okay.
Electra's Shadow Step no longer prevents the term from ending in rare situations. Well, that's good, because that would be bad for you. Actually, I guess that would be good for you, because those don't happen on your turn, generally. Tokens redeemed from the vault immediately show up in their store. I didn't know that they didn't. Anyone ever had that problem?
No, never experienced it.
Okay.
Yay! We never will.
All right. Right. recruiting characters that you've sold before now properly display in the new character recruited screen. All right. some fixes to the early stages of the game. This is nice. Here you go. This is just made just for Ray. You're now able to see the scores of everyone in your alliance for boss events.
Yay! I like that.
So now Ray won't have to query the alliance for the people who are in the bottom half.
Yeah.
Now Ian's out of a job.
Oh, accurate burn.
Star-Lord's Everyone With Me power only displays the banner when the countdown elapses. Team-ups are no longer saved between battles unless manually selected by the player. Hooray! Hooray. Because, man, I hate when you've used boosts or something. You know, you're going into one fight, you pick your team-ups, and then maybe you'd wanted to change them, because if I'm using someone with green, obviously I don't want to keep taking in Ares team-ups that deplete all my green, so...
Sure.
Retaliation pins no longer override a mission you're currently viewing a description for.
Interesting. I didn't know that that happened either.
I did not either. Tiles that were recently changed to a different type of tile now display the correct tile, the correct color in the tile description. All right. XP earned notifications no longer play on top of each other when you're earning XP quickly. Apparently I don't earn XP that quickly. I don't know.
The only time I earn XP quickly, like, you know, one right after the other, is when I do send somebody team-ups.
Yeah,
so
right, sure.
But normally they didn't overlap each other. It was like if I sent, like, 2 4 stars and a 5 star, it would come up and say, plus 4 XP, plus 9 XP. Like, it would add it together.
Yeah. Survival missions now darken when they've been fully completed.
Okay.
The preview for Shield Rank 125 now displays when you reach Rank 124. All right, I don't have that problem for quite some time. That's a whale issue right there. Ant-Man's Pym Particle Trap Tile and Small Time Crooks Countdown Tile are now removed when one of the tiles is locked and Ant-Man activates Grow.
Good.
It's not supposed
to
get rid of...
I don't know, I don't use Ant-Man enough.
It does not supposed to get rid of Small Town Crooks, though, right? I mean, it should get rid of the Pym Particle. I don't know, but there you go. Hey, and something we weren't expecting. A new guy posted on the forum going by the name of Brigby, and he says, hey, I'm taking over for Hi-Fi. So we're going to have to get back to you on this, because I don't know what happened to Hi-Fi. Last when we saw him for lunch, he was living in fine. So we'll have to reach out, but Brigby says he's the new community manager over at D3Go, and he will be taking over improving transparency and communication between players and D3 development studios. So greetings to Brigby. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Hello.
Whoa. All right, let's get into this. Agent Venom, he's new.
Yeah, Brandy, he seems nice.
So, I was kind of hoping for that Coulson, but let's talk about Venom. So he's a red, black, yellow. His red power is called Symbiotic Assault. He unleashes the power of the alien symbiote to unleash the ultimate tactical strike. Got some screenshots here in front of me that we got provided that are him at max level and level 270. I'm just going to go straight to the end. Max level is doing 4,517 damage. If you have at least 12 AP and a colored AP pool, it instead does 7,234 damage.
Phew.
So if you've got any color up high, he's doing extra damage. That's for 10 red. His black power is one of these combo powers that does different things. 5 black, military might, drain 2 AP from your highest friendly colored pool to deal 4,184 damage. It has a passive, though, that says if you have more than 16 in any color, it instead becomes Alien Weakness. For Alien Weakness, it turns into a passive and says as the Venom symbiote asserts its dominance, it fights with Flash for control. At the start of your turn, drain 2 AP from your highest colored AP pool, destroying 9 random tiles and dealing 271 damage to Venom. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. If all friendly colored AP is below 16... the power switches back to military might. So with red and black, you kind of have to play a balance of you want 12 or more to get the most out of red, but less than 16.
So that you can keep using black effectively.
Right. And you don't get deal some damage to yourself. So interesting.
I know. Sounds like a very interesting mechanic. Like,
yeah,
I said.
I think it's going to be fun to play. And then his yellow power for 11 yellow is take cover. Venom lets loose an arsenal and lays down cover so his allies can regroup, deals 3,318 damage to the enemy team, and renders all of Venom's allies invisible for 4 turns. That's awesome.
Yep.
I mean, 4 turns of not being able to, you know, not being targeted, that's pretty sweet. So,
I would say high hopes for Agent Venom.
Yeah, interesting set of powers. Looking forward to, you know, giving that a go. What else we got to talk about Venom? Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Moving on!
Did we talk about the Invisible Woman?
We're about to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it up, G.
I'm about to.
So, Bubbles. Bubbles got some tweaking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bubbles.
So here's what they did to poor Bubbles. So, invisibility is now 7 yellow. Create an invisibility tile that prevents Invisible Woman from being targeted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Upgrades include creating protect tiles and granting teammates invisibility for 2 turns. So it no longer makes your weakest team member invisible. It always makes her invisible, and with upgrades, grants your teammates 2 turns of invisibility.
That sounds pretty dope. And protect tiles.
Yeah, so it sounds better than
they're
the old
big
one.
Protect tiles. If I looked correctly, I want to say they're upwards of, like, they're a little bit north of 400 points of protect.
I don't know. I only have two yellow invisibility in mine. So mine only gets a 77 strength protect tile.
Yeah, mine is at level 3. She's 92 strength protect tiles. And it doesn't look like the strength goes up when you level that. So it's just a matter of leveling.
At the 5, it says you get 2 of them that are 194.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking. You are correct. I'm looking in the entirely wrong area of my character. As you level them, they definitely go up. When you reach level 5, mine are actually putting out 232 strength protect tiles.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, her blue power, bubbles, for eight blue, locks random enemy strike protect and attack tiles, and then creates blue strike tiles. Upgrades include locking more tiles, locking countdown tiles, and creating even more blue strike tiles. So at level 5, it is locking 4 random enemy strike protect, attack, or countdown tiles in force bubbles, which makes them not work, and creates 3 strength 154 blue strike tiles.
Ooh.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like the fact that I can only use it versus other people's special tiles, but we'll see how it goes. Because now I can't lock team-up tiles to blow up with Quicksilver.
Right.
But and then 10 green is the good old Forced Field Crush. Create random force bubbles and deal damage if there are less than 4 bubbles on the board. Otherwise, convert tiles and force bubbles to basic tiles, removing the bubbles and dealing damage for each tile removed. Upgrades include creating additional bubbles and dealing more damage. So at level 5, if there's less than 4 bubbles on the board, it makes 4 and deals 7,000 damage. 7,114. Otherwise, convert all the bubbles to basic tiles, removing them and dealing 1,068 damage for each. So, man, I think most of the time I just want to blow it up without any bubbles and get the 7,000 damage. Because you've got to have more than 7 of them on the board to get that same amount.
I see what you're saying. To me, I think that either way, I think it's good. It does make it so that the green is useful without having to have your blue maxed.
Right.
So I think that improves her significantly.
Yeah.
Right. And I see that the invisibility does more. And I understand what you're saying, Craig, but I think the goal with a support character is not to see how much damage you can make that support character do. It's how much easier can you make the other players' jobs.
Well, yeah, but then that's opposite of what they did to her. They made her do a lot more damage now.
Well, again, they also gave her more protect tiles, more strike tiles. And like Ray was saying, you don't have to have everything working. You don't have to have everything firing all at once to get the one big effect. You can have nothing firing and get a good effect. Yeah. Or you can, you know, I think she's significantly better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to play her to see how I like it, but I'm just going to miss that Quicksilver team, you know, combo.
Yeah.
Well, the same.
Hang in there, big guy. It'll be okay. No one likes that combo anyway.
Sure they did. All right, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, it was a lot of listeners.
Okay. Hey, speaking of combos, this is completely off on a tangent. So in this last event, I've been using a lot of Star-Lord with Ragnarok and Quake. Man, turns out that's fun.
I've been using a lot of Star-Lord with whoever I select. Even randomly, he is awesome. Anybody you pick with him becomes more fun.
But the 4 red for firing off Ragnarok's red.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Man, you can just keep cranking those things out, and then you've got all this blue, and then, you know, we'll fire off the blue and to keep, you know, to heal up some Ragnarok, and then I charge up, you know, make those green charge style matches, and then Quake just brings the earthquake. And it's
sure.
That's been fun. I've enjoyed that combo.
That's exciting. I really like that Star-Lord has turned over a new leaf.
Oh, he's way better now. Way better.
He went from laughing stock of the universe to excellent in every team.
Yeah, I like.
So,
liking him.
Also in these events, Cyclops, 4-star Cyclops is championed.
Yeah.
Or sorry, is boosted, and I have him championed, which means his level 368 powers that charge even faster with Star-Lord on the board.
Yeah.
Oh man, devastating. So yeah, Star-Lord is now an amazing support character and does some reasonable damage on his own.
Oh, I love his purple just for taking out other people's countdown tiles and things.
Yeah.
And then it does pretty good damage, you know? Yeah, I'm a big fan of Star-Lord nowadays. Good for Peter. Peter? Ray, what's in that mailbag? Hit me.
Oh god, we're there already?
Sure.
There's a lot in the mailbag. Let's see if I can go over it fairly reasonably quick. So we had a whole bunch of comments about Peggy, specifically... I'm going to butcher this, but Stochasticism says that he runs Peggy unboosted 355, but if boosted, 535 all the way. When she's boosted, the damage from red is just insane, and she kills so fast that you don't need the extra time that 5 in yellow gives you. So that's interesting.
Yeah,
sure.
Good info. I'm going to just skim through this real quick. We got a whole lot of comments about the, what are they called, shield...
Intercept,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you
the ads.
Handle these diplomatically again, because that's your forte.
So we got a whole lot of comments basically saying, well, this is how ads work. And
it didn't help, right? Come on, dude. We know I'm a dullard, and I definitely need a 5-paragraph explanation of how ad revenue is generated.
I think basically the, all right, I'm going to put on my more PC hat. I think the idea is, look, if you don't like the ads, don't click on them. Just skip them, and your game is just as fine as it was before. So
for sure.
They're just incentives to give you extra rewards. So
they are purely bonuses, and I won't lie. Some of them, they've come close to working. There have been at least two other games, and I was like, that looks a little bit dope. I'm going to give it a try. And then I was like, no, I'm not. But I was close. I was really close.
I don't know. Give me one today for this Star Wars game that actually looked kind of dope.
Oh, man. See, I haven't seen that one yet. I'll have to hope for that intercept. Now, it was some game that looks like a playable version of the TV show Lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The Survivor Survivors? Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually looked pretty good. I agree.
Yep.
I also contemplated downloading it, and I said, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. But I might go back to it, because it did look really good.
Yep.
So there is a lot of negativity about the ads, but strangely enough, some of the negativity is even, well, I'm a VIP, and I never get to see the ads, so I don't know what you're talking about, and that makes me mad. In any case, UNC Samurai, I think, summed it up. They said that there were dozens of thread with dozens of complaints about a vault that was a limited vault, and people were complaining because there was an extra place to spend their hero points for 4-star covers. So you can complain about anything.
Right.
However, UNC Samurai did also make a suggestion on something that I messed up on last time.
Hold on.
Okay, wait.
UNC Samurai, like he goes to the University of North Carolina, but he's a samurai?
He could be.
Yes.
So he's a Tar Heel Samurai?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know sports,
I just don't think you get a lot of samurai in the South. But
what, you're saying samurai can't migrate?
It's not a matter of how they migrate. It's a simple matter of the fact that they won't be in North Carolina.
They might be. Maybe they really like, maybe they have a really good program at UNC to train samurai. You don't know.
In any case, he had a good suggestion for us about naming our patron peers. He said we could go with the generally accepted tiers for comic heroes: Street, Global, and Cosmic.
I would say that's a fine suggestion.
It's definitely better than what I came up with.
couldn't you just go with mutant levels? Like, aren't mutants like, you know, something, 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 and then Omega level?
Nope, that was corny. His suggestion was much better. See, all that samurai training at UNC has paid off. He comes up with really good suggestions. I'm going to suggest that Ray go with that one.
I don't have any idea what the mutant levels are, so...
Yeah, in one of the later X-Men movies, they decided to assign power levels to mutants so that more casual fans could have a better grasp of why Magneto was so much more powerful than JoJo Nobody.
Oh, JoJo Nobody's one of my favorite characters.
Alright, moving on. Donkey Teeth said that he knows that we're not broadcasting this next week, but how can he listen live in the future? Maybe we weren't clear enough in the past. Beforehand, we will tweet out, if you follow at Puzzle Warriors 3 on the Twitter box, you will see that we will tweet out a YouTube link. Or if you are on the Discord channel, we also mention it there. And I added to puzzlewarriors3.com, I added a link to the Discord channel near the patron box. So if you misclick, you can donate some money. FAHQ 1977 suggests that Ian, you can hoard up all your silver tokens all you want, but now that Dr. Strange is added to the mix, you can spend them all and get a fully covered Steven in no time.
That's it's like he can see into the future.
Since that's exactly what we talked about.
Right, that's fantastic.
We got a question from someone named Leonard F. Chikarson.
Yeah, that guy's a boss.
He wants to know, is Craig getting a police escort to see Doctor Strange?
In a way?
So, sort of. Craig's the IT guy for all of the local police, so they let him hang around.
All this is true. And we saw it Tuesday, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. I encourage everyone to go see that movie. Oh, so he also made a comment about quite the poker face on that new character, Craig. So I think what he's referring to is the fact that Agent Venom was spoiled early.
He was?
Oh, was he?
Yeah. None of us knew, but apparently he was. And we were still making guesses as to what the clue would be. That's because we try and avoid spoilers. I'm assuming that that's what the comment is about.
All right.
And lastly, from Leonard, he also said that Jimmy Carter, we talked about the fact that Trump was going to be one of the first presidents into wrestling.
Right.
He also mentioned that Jimmy Carter was a big fan of Mr. Wrestling. So
I like that. And I was impressed by that. I think what we said was he'll be the first president who have received a Stone Cold Stunner and live, which makes right. Which makes him extra qualified to take on ISIS.
Well, and he's also a WWF Hall of Famer.
That's true. That's true. And he is also considering Linda McMahon for Secretary of Commerce.
No way.
Absolutely. She's on the short list.
Oh, man, can he get Triple H in there, too?
Nothing in life is that good, so don't push it.
Because that would be tremendous. Like, I think Triple H should be, like, Secretary of State, so he has to, like, travel around the world and be, and like,
That's how we will resolve issues with Social Security. We'll just put it in a briefcase and hang it above the ring.
That's
and you've
right.
got to climb up a ladder and grab the briefcase if you want to access your Social Security. Ooh. That's fantastic.
Welcome, President Camacho.
Oh, man. Just think if he could get Steve Austin, you know, and he could go on press conference and be like, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
Oh, my goodness.
And that would Secretary not be worth
of, it would not, but it'd be kind of. If our Secretary of Defense is Beef Supreme. That's so worth it. Oh, I'm using comedy to mask my sadness.
We got several comments from D-Wing Illinois that I wanted to mention. Ian's Rage of the Panther technique that you mentioned last time was inspired. And he also asks, how on earth is Craig criticizing someone else's Rube Goldberg style synergy of powers? You practically invented it.
Okay, maybe.
He also said Ohana Burger that we ate at with D3. He says Ohana means family. So you ate. Oh, my.
They weren't my family, so, you know, whatever.
Craig solidified his candidacy for worst person ever with his power with his power pack suggestion.
No way.
Oh, this is the end.
There is nothing wrong with the power pack. There aren't that many mutant families in the world. You know, so when you get one, you got to go.
So I don't recognize these people, but he followed it up with Hokum and Hex, however, would have made me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
I don't know what a Hokum and Hex is.
I don't either, but I like the up in here reference.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's
little,
what
little,
I really
little
wanted
DMX,
to include.
Little DMX really cheers up any situation.
I'm curious now. I have to look and see what Hokum and Hex is. It's a comic. This is brand new to me. I'll have to research that later. And finally, he said that Ian, so you were talking about doing a podcast about reviewing movies, and he wanted to call it Ian 3000 or maybe Mr. Ian Science Theater 3000. There you go. You got your title.
Absolutely. I could do that.
Aestheticist also said to Ian, fighting K silliness with Falcon, Spidey, and Panther was priceless. And then right? Jeff Polier said, are you going to wait until one or more of you has fully covered the three-star Doctor Strange before doing him as a featured character of the week? Eek, eek, eek.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a good question. We're stumped. Just wait till you get a really confusing clue.
I hadn't thought about it, but you know, we're running out of four stars eventually, right? And then we can go back around to Strange.
I don't know. I hear we still keep getting four stars.
We'll get it in there at some point.
We'll have to work him in. Probably when somebody gets him covered, but I haven't gotten any covers since the event, so.
Nope. I didn't even get any covers in the event. What are you doing?
I got a few, but I just opened since he arrived in the, not the vault, but in the tokens, in the rewards. I spent 53 tokens and got zero Strange covers, so I was a little saddened by that. But he also, just to wrap it up, Jeff said, thank you once again for a great show. I really need reason to smile this week, and you guys were there. Thank you.
Oh, well,
you are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is all that is in the mailbag.
Great. Then I have a quick shout out to, as I hack myself to death, to Patreon and longtime listener, Perrin Diak. Episodes ago, we had made some sort of comment, at least Craig did, about the most attractive woman in the world, and that turned into a whole little thing. Perrin Diak had sent a name claiming this person was, in fact, his choice for hottest in the world. And I Googled that name, have long since forgotten who that was. Turns out he is completely correct. I had no idea, but there you are. You are correct, sir.
you don't remember what the name was?
Not at all. I don't even have a good guess. I couldn't even check my browser history to remember what the name is.
Was she a ginger?
Yes.
Cynthia she was a
Brazilian. She, I don't know. Is that a Brazilian ginger?
She's a ginger.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like, Google her up. Let me. How do I spell that?
Carefully. Cintia.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It came up there in my history, and he is correct. Absolutely.
Who is this woman?
Some rando.
She's a model. She's been in some movies.
Cintia. Cynthia?
Yeah. She's Brazilian. Don't question it. Just type.
I'm going. Hold on. I'm at the Google Images. I like the freckles.
Yeah. All right. Now back to where was
back
I?
To your regularly scheduled program.
I just wanted to tell him that was well received, and he was
little in the middle, but ain't got much back.
Yeah, that is not a concern. Hey, Craig. Do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Ian?
It's time for the featured character
of the week. Hey, this week the feature character is brought to you by Mace Toys Tenors, the preeminent a cappella singing group on the department store circuit. Nobody croons like the Mace Toys Tenors.
Are these made by Mace Windu?
No.
Mace Toys?
Oh, see, I thought they were mace that was shaped like toys in case you're walking down a dark alley and Andrea Bocelli is like creeping up behind you and you need to like mace him. Maybe Placido Domingo is trying to lure you into a back room and you're not into what he's thinking, but I see they probably are Mace brand toy tenors. Are they action figures of legendary tenors?
No. They're a group of singing tenors sponsored by the Mace Toy Company.
Oh, that makes even more sense. That seems like it would be more popular and probably sell more tickets than either of my first ideas. They're like a good version of the Texas tenors.
All right, and I know the clue's terrible, so here I'm going to explain it. Are you ready? Those are ingredients to a kamikaze. What do kamikazes do? They dive bomb. That brings us to Falcon America. Go, Ian.
Oh, my goodness. So we are looking at a none other than four-star Falcon, otherwise known as Falcon America or Captain Falcon.
He and in some circles, Flapton.
No, yeah, not only in circles of people who don't know what they're talking about.
I said some circles.
Yeah,
that's technically true. So, he is a yellow, blue, and red character. His yellow ability is Wings of Liberty. It's got nine yellow...
the Wings of Liberty! I can fly into the sky and put out projectiles on the Wings of Liberty.
And so eloquently summed up by Craig just now, it transforms all basic yellow tiles on the board to strength 18 protect tiles. The protectiness goes up 25, 32, 46, 76, all the way up to 143 per protect tile at max level. He is, his blue power is a passive called Aerial Avenger. And whenever his team makes a blue match, Sam Wilson strengthens one friendly special tile by 37, by 48. He also reduces a timer on a friendly countdown tile by one. Then it's strengthening by 69. Then he strengthens two. So at max level, he will be strengthening two tiles by 135 and reducing one friendly countdown tile by one. And lastly, certainly not leastly, is the key to the whole clue, Dive Bomb.
The key to the whole character.
Right. It costs you 14 red AP. He deals 945 damage plus 143 damage for every friendly protect tile on the board. That just keeps going up steadily until you reach max level, where he deals 7,728 damage plus 1,168 damage for every friendly protect tile, which is a lot of damage. I don't know anything about him other than what I just read to you. I have him at something frustrating like 040, so he's not, doesn't do me a lot of good. I would assume that one day I would like to see him at 355.
That is precisely where I have him.
Okay.
I was going to defer to Ray. He's our local Captain America expert here.
Captain Falcon aficionado. America. Yeah.
Now, I rarely use him just because that red takes so long to generate. And you got to time it right with the shields. And it's just, he's not a convenient character. However, at one point, I did manage to do 43,000 points of damage with a single dive bomb to an old man Logan. So he's strong. He can do a ton of damage with that. But it just, I don't know. He's not incredibly fun to play, I think, is the problem for me. Because you got to get those protect tiles out, have dive bomb ready. Dive bomb takes forever to charge.
Right. Hopefully your protect tiles are absorbing enough damage at this point where you can take the extra time to generate the red. And they don't go away once you dive bomb, do they?
Correct, they do not. So,
okay, so you can dive bomb twice without having to put out more protect tiles necessarily.
Right, if you're able to get that much red. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So is he strong like the Mighty Sheriff Lobo?
Similarly.
Lobo?
Yeah. Mighty Sheriff Lobo, he was strong. No? You don't know this TV show?
It sounds really familiar, but
the
I can't
only
place
reason
it.
Anybody knows that TV show is because of The Simpsons.
They did it on The Simpsons?
They did. When Burns was looking for his bear Bobo, and he was having a dream. It was a parody episode to the Citizen Kane movie,
right?
And so he's laying in bed and he's shouting out Bobo, 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 and then later, Homer was doing the same things, but he was going Lobo, 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 and he's like, I just had this terrible nightmare that they canceled Sheriff Lobo.
Good times.
Yeah, I didn't think that was something. I was not a reference I got prior to that.
Oh, yeah, Sheriff Lobo. Cool. I don't know, I currently have my Falcon America's at 5-4-3, just because that's what I've ended up with, so.
Right.
I never use him.
Humble. Right. Well, you're humble one away from soaring into the skies.
It's a bird. Falcon, it's a plane.
Right?
It's Falcon with a shield.
Oh, I want to throw out a... this has nothing to do with anything. Nice. An amusing comic book thing I saw today. So everyone saw the horrendous thing that was Batman versus Superman, right?
No, I have not seen that yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then this
never mind.
then this joke will make no sense. So.
All right.
And it's, I guess it's a spoiler. Anyway.
Cool. We're happy to kill that before it came to life.
It was really funny.
Sorry, dude. It can't be that funny, but we'll see the movie someday.
It was exceedingly funny.
It's going to be on HBO eventually, and I'll just watch it then.
Okay, and then go and then check out this month, came out this month, I believe, Uncanny X-Men Annual. It's got a great joke about that movie in it.
I definitely won't do that, but I might text you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the featured character of the week, Falcon America, brought to you by the latest musical craze. Mace Toys presents Tenors.
So if anybody has any good team-ups, anybody they like to use with good old Falcon America, let me know, because I got him championed. I should do something with him.
your suggestion can't include Battery Man.
It could, to generate that red that you need.
No,
why not?
Because I'm sick of having that always be the answer.
It's a good answer. You can say that, and then
I would argue that's not the answer, because you need yellow with Sam, so...
Yeah, but you get all that red going.
You need yellow to do that. Sure, but then you need the yellow. Without the yellow, the red is not as good. It's just good.
That's fair.
Fine. Just fine.
Just saying. I'm agreeing with you for once. Why wouldn't you take it as a good thing?
All right, moving on.
Yes?
Time for dying on the vines. What you got?
I have a Drax dying on the vine because I don't have any hero points to make him a character yet.
Ooh.
But soon, if I just keep not doing anything and logging on once a day to find out that my alliance placed high enough to get me 25 hero points per node, I should be okay. By the time he expires, I'll have more than enough to roster him.
Fair enough.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know how else to generate hero points.
Well, I mean, you can watch some ads.
Yeah, well, again,
you
play on Steam.
Because you're on Steam, yeah.
I'm powerless to benefit.
Have you ever considered asking support if they would do a one-time transfer your character from Steam to mobile?
I have not considered such things. I'm considering it now. Does that count?
I'm just curious, because I've heard tell that they used to do such things. I don't know if they still do or not, but...
Yeah.
You know, they might do it as a one-time, you know, hey, we really promote your game. How about you help Ian out?
I'll be okay. It just means I'm playing my telephone account even more than I used to.
Right.
It's much easier to access. I can still pay attention to my son, you know, sufficiently without, you know, having to get out my computer and load up Steam and do all that. So I'll be okay. I still get to enjoy the ads there. But I think that's all that's on my Vine. I'm firing it up now just in case I was mistaken.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, just the Drax is the only important thing on my Vine.
So on my Vine, I've got a ton of 2-stars, but we don't really care about that. This is just, you know, in the process. I just need to get more yellow 2-star Storm. That's my main concern. But besides that, I've got a green Venom that I won't be able to use. I think I have him at like 514, so not a chance of that happening in the next 2 days. I've got a Sentry. Apparently, I get more red Sentry than anything else. I've still got a red Deadpool 4-star that's going to die. It's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Right.
And finally, So I got 2 latest Legends tokens. One of them was a green Chal, which, okay, they improved him, except I have 5 green already, and this was a green. So another one of those. But the worst thing was, when I opened all these 50-some tokens to try and get a Doctor Strange and didn't get one, I also managed to get from a 2-star, I got another X-23 green that I have at like 512. So I now have 2 X-23s that are dying on the vine.
Ooh.
So, yeah, a whole lot of 4-stars that I can do nothing with.
I've got a bunch of them right now. I've still got a... another Cyclops in there. I've got a Carnage in there. I've got a Deadpool X-Force in there. And I think I'm going to make him a go as being my next champion. I have him fully covered. I've got like 6 days left on this cover. I think I can make it.
6 days to get how much?
I don't know. I can't tell you at the moment because I'm in the middle of a match.
Okay. Dude, you're the worst.
Sorry, I accidentally clicked start a match when I... Like 5 minutes ago.
I accidentally hit those 5 buttons in a row.
I did it like a while ago and then put the iPad down and then I picked it up and I'm like, oh, crap. So
suspicious, but all
right. Right now I've got Luke Cage fighting Old Man Logan, so hold on.
No, we're not waiting.
Right, yeah, fine. Let's talk about something else.
Anybody get anything great this week? Anything exciting?
Yes.
Yeah, that Drax is pretty cool, potentially.
Oh, sure, yeah. So I mentioned I got 2 latest Legends tokens and one of them was a Chalk.
Yes.
The second one, however... was a yellow 5-star Doctor Strange.
Oh, you suck.
Nice, that's the jam.
Now you've got like 4 of those.
I've now got him at 302.
Wow.
I still have no Eye of Agamotto, but I've got 5 covers in him. Very happy.
Wow, that is excellent.
Is that your most covered 5-star?
Oh, by far, yeah. Yeah, my second is Old Man Logan at 300. So nothing but black on there. But also, when I was opening these 53 tokens, I managed to get a blue Peggy, which is awfully nice.
Yeah.
And you remember how I said I had Carnage at 410? He's now a 420. I got another Carnage cover.
That's exciting, especially the all that Doctor Strange you got going on. So it's nothing nothing but stun and constant damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's living.
Ian, you get anything?
Yeah, that tracks.
I forgot about it twice. You get anything? Well, I don't know, because I just get so unenthused because Drax, and I'm like, right, Drax.
It seems like he's okay. I got, I went up in a shield rank.
Ooh.
That was nice. I'm at a crushing 54 now.
Moving up.
Yep. Keeping it classy.
Yeah. I got nothing except all those things that are dying in the vine. I got nothing useful this week. Speaking of which, let's put more things in that vine. Let's open some tokens.
Right. Right. Oh, and I got a Black Fantastic, as did Ray.
Whoa, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a daily resupply.
Mm-hmm. It was. Good old Imaginat.
Oh, I want that as a resupply.
Yeah, you'll get it someday.
I've got a Blue Melon Head coming up in 8 days.
Oh, that's living. All right. I got a latest Legend token here that could use some opening.
Do it.
Let's see. It's going to be a 4-star. Ooh, Spider-Gwen. I never get Spider-Gwen.
Which one?
Teenage Kicks.
I think should put her. Now we're going to wait for you to open these next 200 standard tokens. Go.
I'm not prepared for that. That puts Gwen at 2-2-1.
You have to psychologically prepare for that many.
I do. I have to, because I know, I mean, I really do have to make a plan. I got to look to see what my 2-star roster looks like, because I'm going to be able to sell at least one or two of my, you know, fully covered ones, because I should have enough to put someone right back there at a max cover.
Right.
2-star position. Yeah, so I gotta really prepare for that. I wish it was only 200. I wouldn't have to make that much preparation. I don't know where I am now.
I think you should let Owen open them so he can just keep yelling bam at the screen.
Bam!
Bam! Bam! Bam! Bam!
Yeah.
That's living right there.
That is. That's good times. All right, so that's my life. I got a new Spider-Gwen.
All right. Ray, you want me to open one, or are you going?
I don't have a token, but I have a lot of command points burned in a hole, and since Doctor Strange is in latest Legends, I have to spend 25.
Ooh!
I just have to do it. I can't do a 20 at this point. So, confirm expenditure.
No, don't do it!
Oh, it's a 4-star. But it is a 4-star Pym Particles Ant-Man. I have no idea if that's useful. Not a clue. Hey, it's not useful.
Double heartbreak.
I have him at 5-2-4. I need two more Ant-Man covers for that to be useful.
Yeah, you gotta start conserving those command points again.
I've got 122. Yeah. So if I need a cover, a 4-star cover.
Oh no,
you gotta let it.
You gotta let it build. You gotta let your hero points build again too. I just talked to some reliable sources at Demiurge, and they said that the Doctor Strange event is coming around again. If you want to crack open that Sanctum Sanctorum, start saving up your hero points and command points again.
That's a good thought. I probably won't do it, but it's a good thought. All right, I'm going to open me this latest Legends by clicking on the Eye of Agamotto itself right on Stephen Strange's chest.
Do it, Doug!
Oh, it's a 4-star sadness.
Oh, it's a Moon Knight.
No, it is a She-Thor, Red She-Thor.
Oh.
I don't know if I can use that. I can use that.
You were getting close with her, weren't you?
That gets her to 255.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah.
Turns out I sold one of her yesterday that was expiring.
Oh, okay.
So I just cleared her out of my vine yesterday.
Right.
But yeah, 12 covers on her now, so very close. Let me look at this Deadpool situation I got here.
There's a Deadpool situation?
Well, he's in my vine, but I haven't fully covered. I want to see how much...
Right. I remember the story now.
I have 130,000 ISO... I have no idea how much it'll cost me. It says it'll take 205,000 to get him to level 228. So then I gotta get him from there up to 270, and then champion him. So, we gotta at least double the amount of ISO I have within 6 days and 58 minutes. It's gonna be close.
He's worth it.
Do you use him
a lot? I use him a lot. I have not got him championed yet. Where do I have him? I'm trying to find. He's at like 188, I think. Yeah, I have him up to 188. I can't get any black.
I do want to team him up with Quake and put out the countdown for Watton and blow him up with Quake.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to try that.
That's good, or X-Force Wolverine. Because X-Force Wolverine's Surgical Strike destroys the same colors that Countdown for What uses. So.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good time. That was some good token opening. Was that brought to us by anybody in particular? Was that made possible by one of our glorious patrons?
It was. It was brought to you by... this guy. Shout out to that guy from this guy.
Longest show ever.
Yeah, it is. Ian, tell me about the network.
Oh, it's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It includes this and several other like-minded shows. You can get full descriptions and direct links right on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com for more information.
Thanks, Ian.
No problem.
Hey, and for people who follow us on the Twitter, how'd you like my sweet, sweet photo of me at Cinnabon? I was waiting for Todd to come on shift, and then we ran out of time, so it didn't get to meet him in person.
Cinnabon liked it.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Not joking.
As always, thanks everybody for listening in. This is a super long show. We'll see what kind of editing magic Ray throws down on this thing, as long as he doesn't cut out my super sweet Peter Schilling opening.
That was awful, but I want to leave it in.
As always, check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get the podcast and whatever podcasty listening to device you like. Comments, suggestions, things you want to hear us talk about, you can leave on our website via the Discuss feature, on the Marble Puzzle Quest subreddit, or you can even throw it into the Discord server, and we'll probably see it over there as well. Or shoot us an email, all these things. Or tweet at us, something. Anyway, we're well connected. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner. It's Christmas time, kids. Buy some things on Amazon and send us some pennies. We would appreciate the Christmas cheer. Or you can become a sweet, sweet patron and give us some money that way. And we love all of our patrons, you know, like this guy.
Yeah.
But that's all we got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, all praise to Poseidon. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, bye, friends. Sorry, I just keep rereading that, thinking that the answer will come to me.
No.
No, just crickets and tumbleweeds. That's all I'm seeing in my head. Again, and I don't have I don't have ready access to a mental list of 4-star characters. So maybe if I were looking at a physical list, I would have some of an opportunity, but no, I don't.
Some of Poseidon's children are the...
I don't... That's a terrible clue, as usual. But better than last week's.
Yeah, shush up your face. See, I think she actually thinks she's less useful now that you have to. She can only lock special tiles.
I know you do.
Yeah, but her invisibility is much better. And sweet burn.
Yeah, I'll probably actually use her less now.
She puts out all the tiles. She has a ton of different tiles she does. No, that looks really useful.
She puts out one kind of tile.
Not to mention damage went up. She puts out a lot of shield. She puts out more shield tiles.
Oh.
She puts out strike tiles.
I don't care about her positive tiles. I wanted to make bubbles and blow them up.
Again, I know you do. And, I mean, as far as a comic book character, I agree. I mean, that's what she does, right? But for an in-game character, those strike tiles, I think, are going to come in handy.
Yeah, and making everyone invisible is very helpful.
Well, you could do that before.
I thought it was just the weakest person.
Yeah, but they were permanently invisible until the tile went away. Now it's a 2-turn invisibility.
Right, plus regular invisibility for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Man, I should have looked at this first. Did you look at R14? Or R114, sorry?
No.
Yes? I mean...
I don't think I have. I better go
look
at it.
The clue.
What's the clue?
Never a bad hair day.
Oh, Medusa.
Yeah. Oh, I feel stupid.
Very soon. Any second now.
And we hit a Doctor Strange cover as an Easter egg in that video, but nobody found it.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm going to have to go watch that video.
Yeah, that's not the only Easter egg. Actually, no, that's the only Easter egg. Oh, yeah, we had codes. I think people found the code, though. Gwenpool codes.
I mean, the code had a big head right next to it.
Interesting. What are you saying?
No, the big head. I've done the big head code.
Nice. It's definitely worth firing the ability for.
And you get to play like NBA Jam style.
Yeah.